While Election Day isn't until November 5th, votes are already being cast in the race for Cincinnati's mayor and council, among other races and issues, but not as many as usual. WVXU political reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me this morning to talk about why. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So how slow is early voting really going, and what do those low numbers mean?
Well, it's very slow in terms of absentee ballot requests and also the in-person voting at the Board of Elections. Absentee balloting requests that they've gotten are about a third of what they had 2 years ago and about a quarter of what they had 4 years ago in a similar election, a council type election in the city of Cincinnati.
Why do you think?
Well, there's probably several reasons for it. I mean, one of the reasons was that in 2009, at least, they had mailed out absentee ballot applications to all of the voters in the county. They weren't allowed to do that this time per a directive from the Secretary of State, John Husted. And part of it could be just an apathy on the part of the voters. The voters aren't excited. They aren't engaged in this thing. Some people think it's because there's no great big statewide ballot issue like the casino gambling 4 years ago or Senate Bill 5 2 years ago to get people energized and worked up to vote early.
So the council race alone isn't enough to generate that excitement?
Not so far. I mean, you know, generally speaking, it takes something else, and it takes something that's really very intense. Now, the mayor's race is obviously intense, but, you know, it's two Democrats running against each other, so you don't have the kind of partisan divide. But it's really points to an election that could well be the lowest turnout election in Cincinnati for decades and decades.
Now, the mayor's primary had low turnout as well.
Yes. Well, and that was explained by the fact that there were two candidates on the ballot who were extremely well-known, John Cranley and Roxanne Qualls, and two other candidates who had no chance whatsoever. So people looked at it and said, why bother? Cranley and Qualls are going to win this primary. Now it's a head-to-head contest. There are no other candidates. And it's just almost inexplicable why there doesn't seem to be more interest in this.
Do you anticipate any changes coming from Ohio Secretary of State John Husted?
Well, there will be. He's saying now in 2014, when all the statewide offices, from governor to his office to all the rest of the statewide offices, are going to be up for election, he is going to mail out absentee ballot applications to voters in all 88 counties. He's always argued that in the past, when it happened, it was just a handful of big urban counties who were able to afford to do this, and they're heavily Democratic. And he says it's more fair to have everybody in all the small rural counties, the suburban counties, also have that advantage. So he's going to do it in 2014, and he wants to do it in 2016 in a presidential election year, too.
But you sort of have this year of limbo then, where the counties could do it last year, they can't do it this year, and the state will do it next year, but this year is just, you don't have it
this happening. Year, you just don't have it. I mean, you know, he put out a directive saying it's not going to happen, but it will happen in 2014, and Democrats are looking at it and saying, yeah, well, you're going to do this because it's going to go out to all these very Republican small counties and help boost the Republican vote. Of course, he denies that.
Ohio's governor took a big step this week. John Kasich bypassed the legislature, went straight to the Ohio Controlling Board to approve Medicaid expansion. What's this going to mean to him politically?
Well, that's a real interesting move. I mean, you know, the Republicans in the legislature have resisted this particular part of Obamacare that Kasich has embraced. And this was always an alternative if he could not get the Republicans in the legislature to do this, that he could go do it by executive order, have the controlling board, which approves the appropriation of money, actually take the action and skip the legislature altogether. It's a pretty bold move for a Republican governor because the Tea Party people are dead set against this, and they helped get him elected in 2010. And they may not be as enthusiastic about working for his reelection in 2014 because of this.
Could he gain some friends, though, from the centrists, perhaps?
Well, he has gained some friends from the centrists, from the independents, and the Democrats to a certain extent. That doesn't mean they're going to vote for him for a reelection, but the Democrats approve of this because they want to see Medicaid expansion in Ohio.
Howard, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU political reporter. He joins me each Monday at this time. You can read his column and coverage at WVXU.org.